Thank you. Great job, guys.
Thank you all.
Good thing Brian's meeting was tomorrow.
I'm still here.
We're up and running, Brian.
Great.
All right.
All right. We're going to get back on track here with item number six. Discussion for possible action, discussion.
Sir Chairman, before I don't, maybe I'm wrong, did you vote on the approval of the agenda or did you stop right at public comment on number five? Do you want to?
We were just testing you. Good job. Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion on item number five, which was approval of the agenda?
Yes, sir. I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, discussion of possible action. Discussion and possible consideration directing county staff and lobbyists on its position on Senate Bill 461 to amend Senate Bill 69 and to submit Senate Bill 69 with proposed amendments to the Nevada legislature as appropriate, other properly related matters. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also with me here are our lobbyists with Mr. Adler, Mr. Hess, as well as some other folks in the audience that may want to speak on this. If you like, I'll talk about Senate Bill 69 first, just give you a little status of where it is and why we're here today. On May 6th, we gave the board gave direction to staff to take certain positions on Senate Bill 69. On May 6th, the same day, the Assembly Committee on Revenue had heard the bill. With me was Commissioner Mitchell, myself, Fire Chief Loncar, and then Mr. Adler from SSGR. The bill was generally well received. The presentation went nicely, and there were some pretty good questions. The bill was strong out of there at that point. However, we've kind of been informed that the bill might have a stronger position with some amendments, might be advisable to take that approach. And so at that point, I have put in front of you, and the public has a copy of an exhibit that really just takes the amendments that are suggested out of the draft that is published on Nellis and puts them in front of you so you don't have to read that entire document. It essentially does three things. One is that the government services agreement would still have the city, fire district, and county. There would be a lead negotiator in the government service negotiations. That lead negotiator would be the one that has land use planning power in that particular case, usually the city or a county. The government services agreement guardrails that we were asked to put in there was streamlined a little bit, as you see. And then the 20% government services agreement for the $3.5 billion category was reduced to 10%. I spoke with Fire District Chief Loncar. We discussed this internally as well. We believe that the bill at this point still has its purpose intact and the math does come out okay. So the options at this point in front of you are, one is to amend the bill as suggested, reject the amendments, or take other type of action that you think would be appropriate. And I will just note that Mr. Adler is here to talk a little bit about the Senate concurrence process that might occur if we do make this amendment. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Who's up next?
How's everybody doing? It was a nice snowy day. Bum Hess for the record. I just wanted to congratulate everybody. This was a huge win for Story County. Probably the biggest bill that we've passed and really since I can remember. It's been a major team effort. Everybody here, you know, Clay was down there a ton of times, and Jay and Donnie and Austin, I think, pretty much lived this bill for 6 months, and Jeremy and Will and Helen, there's just a ton of people to thank here. But this is a very, very good bill and was not an easy one to get passed. We were working with the governors and GOAD, and I think we have a pretty well streamlined bill now where it'll go through and finally get, for the most part, what we wanted out of it. There's a few things we have to change. We'll get into that. But I just want to congratulate everybody here on the effort that was put forth on getting this bill. It was not an easy bill. So kudos to everybody, you know, that helped out on this and maintaining composure, which is not easy all the time. But we've moved forward and get a good bill and look forward to doing more stuff down there. But I want to thank the governor for his help in this, you know, directly. He's been very helpful with us on this as well. So that's all I have to say. Well, we'll get into the nuts and bolts and everything, but congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Hello, Will Adler for the record, because that's habit at this point. I just want to speak to a few things clearly. So Austin Osborne spoke to it, but this is not just any old amendment. Actually, this amendment was proposed in the committee hearing of Assembly Revenue, and it was proposed as the amendment to bring everyone to a concession. So on the record, multiple parties, including the Nevada Manufacturing Association and Governor's Office of Economic Development, directly said that they would support the bill, not just be neutral or even opposition to the bill, if this amendment was taken on. So, you know, this amendment is that amendment, and it is that language in its entirety. As Mr. Osborne said, it is pretty clear language, and it is a position where I do believe SB 69 still has its own functions in place and completes the desires of the county that we set out with, for the most part. So I just want to state that, and that from here, today and now, if we do adopt this amendment, we would ask for it to be introduced to the Assembly Revenue Committee's work session with this amendment as a rider or something included with the bill. It may or may not have time to be redrafted in the work session amendment document to show that it formally has adopted this amendment if we do take it on. But if it does, it will receive a vote in the Assembly Revenue Committee, and from there it will have to be voted through on the Assembly floor. The only deadline at play today is Friday is the deadline to get done with your second committee passage or get that work session done with the Assembly Revenue Committee. From there, it has plenty of time to get Assembly 4 vote, and then it just has to go back to the Senate for a simple concurrence. Concurrences are usually done in sort of a group fashion anyways. They're sort of a, you know, consent agenda style for the most part. The Senate will take all amendments at once on the bills and concur on them. And it's usually a rare occurrence when a bill is selected out for non-concurrence. But from there, I do think we'll be looking pretty good, as Bum Hess and I have actually been working with the governor's office and their team pretty directly for final passage and signing of the bill. But that is the process thus far. And if there's any questions, please let us know.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Dean.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Austin, something you wanted to add?
I don't, Mr. Chairman. You have the document in front of you and a suggested motion. Be happy to walk you through that if needed.
Great. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I can. Do we want to make a separate motion on this one and then take up other items of discussion?
We haven't covered 461, or we did. I guess we can do this as one amendment or one motion, and then we'll do 461 as a second one.
Okay.
Unless Brian has a different idea.
That's perfectly okay.
All right. So this will be a motion for the SB 69 update or amendment?
Yeah. Great. So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to officially declare support for the amendment provided by GOED for SB 69 and to instruct staff and lobbyists to move forward and ask the committee to consider SB 69 with the amendment included.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Austin, you want to move on to Senate Bill 461?
All right, I'd be happy to. Austin Osborne for the record. Senate Bill 461 is the governor's office economic development bill. I understand that this board wanted to discuss that matter, so I'm happy to hear any comments you have, and we can be of assistance as needed.
Yeah, I have just a thought on it, if it's okay, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
So, you know, we in our last meeting, we expressed support for Senate Bill 461. There's an understanding that it's a large bill, lots of different components, lots of moving parts, and it's likely going to morph to be able to make it through. I think that You know, there are a few things that we'd love to have further conversations about with the governor's office in the bill, but we don't really know if they're going to change or stay in the bill or what have you. And so I thought it would make sense to bring this forward and not necessarily change our position on the bill, but give some flexibility to our team to adjust or adapt our position based on how things progress and what happens as the bill moves forward. So there's some flexibility to express concern or opposition to particular parts of the bill, or to work with the bill sponsor to get it to a place where it's something that we can fully support if there are things that come up in that process. This time of session, things move quickly, and I doubt that we'll have time to come back for another meeting It's next week for our next meeting, but I think having that flexibility is probably really helpful so that we can make sure we stay on top of what's happening with it and are able to be as supportive as possible.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. Anything else, Austin?
So Senate Bill 461 is the governor's economic development bill. It has a lot of parts to it, as Commissioner Mitchell did speak to. And in that, there's a lot of things that could be useful to the county or businesses within the county, depending on how they're implemented and some of the policies within it. So, as you said, session is coming towards its last month, and that's when it gets a little quick and a little fast and choppy. So, with your direction, we can, remain flexible on supporting or, you know, adjusting the language as the commissioners see fit. But we'll sort of communicate through Manager Osborne and, move on it as it is sort of a live ball. I do expect it to get some amendments or some sort of tweaking to come. So having our comments ready and waiting should allow us to actually have your voices heard and that process to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, that sounds good to me, and I don't know if it's necessary to identify specific parts that are potentially topics of discussion at this point, or if we just let that kind of happen and see how it goes.
I mean, I'd say if there's something that you feel strongly about now, we can vocalize that. Otherwise, we'll see how things play out.
Sure.
See what makes it.
Yeah, you know, there's one particular section that that I think merits some further conversation. And that has to do with the move from GOED's board being required to approve abatements if they are approved or if they check all the boxes, so to speak, to having some discretion to either deny or reduce. There are very specific criteria that they can consider in making those decisions. Some of those criteria, my concern is that potentially they may introduce some local impacts. Some of those include things like infrastructure and those kind of things. And for me, I feel more comfortable if there is a way to put some guardrails in so that we knew that the GOED board was not unilaterally making decisions about where a project should go based on purely local concerns, like local infrastructure. And so that, to me, opens the door to maybe a different dynamic than they currently have in place. Right now, it's cut and dry. You get the abatement if you check all the boxes. That becomes a more complicated process. I had some thoughts around maybe the RDAs, the regional organizations, maybe being part of that conversation, because they would have a better handle on what those local issues are. And they are connected with the local jurisdictions. We are members of those organizations. And so it seems to me that if they had a greater role in that discretion or guiding that discretion, that might be a way to make sure that our interests are represented properly.
Thank you. Commissioner Gumman, anything after that?
No, sir, thank you. All right.
I have one other thought. It's not in the bill, but maybe worth considering, and I'm happy to take it to personnel in the governor's office, and that is there's a mechanism already in law for the biggest abatements where the state can issue bonds for infrastructure, but there's what I would call a poison pill in there that makes it not really tenable, and that is if the company defaults for some reason on their abatement agreement, then the state can come and sweep our general fund at the local level of any non-committed funds. And I'm wondering if there's a way to soften that or to put some, you know, to roll that down a little bit to a point where then that would be a more reasonable mechanism that's already in law that maybe is along the lines of some of the things that the bill is trying to accomplish, but wouldn't necessarily require additional funding because the mechanism's already there. So I thought that might be worth exploring and potentially, if there's discussion about amendment, suggesting as something to look at.
I couldn't agree with you more on that.
So, and those are the two things that are top of my mind, so.
Okay. Austin, anything? You want some direction on 461 at this point? Do you want to give direction on 461 at this point, Clay?
I do as we've done in the past, incorporate that conversation into a motion to generally support, if you'd like.
That works.
So, done that before, so.
Yep.
You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Nothing? No public comment. Mr. Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue our support for Senate Bill 461 to authorize our staff and lobbyist team to engage and be flexible in the position in the way that position is expressed based on the way that the bill develops, and to engage in further conversations around ideas and concepts that can support the aims of this bill.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Austin, thank you. Bump, appreciate you being here. Will and the team, thank you for coming up. Moving right along to item number 7, discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. Committee and staff reports. Does anybody in the courtroom want to give a staff update? All right. Not seeing any. Moving right along to board comment. Start on my far left, Commissioner Gilman.
I just want to thank staff for everything they're doing with this. It's been very complicated, and just want to thank them for the efforts, including yourselves, down at the legislature. So, thank you all.
Thank you. Well said, Commissioner Gilman. Mr. Chairman, you have anything?
I don't. Thank you.
Okay. I don't either. That leaves us to item number 9, second and final time for public comment in this meeting. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right along to item number 10, adjournment of all active recess on the board, all active and recess boards on the agenda. It is 10:49, this meeting is adjourned.